good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Monday, July the 9th, the week after the fair, 2018. 12 minutes past 1 o'clock. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, kicking off the morning right after the Adam the Computer Guy show, is Talking Points with Satch Sullinger. Satch returns to the station after a two-year hiatus. He will be on every Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Tomorrow, his first guest, legendary pro wrestler, icon in many venues, Thunderbolt Patterson, tomorrow on with Satch from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. Now, we're going to continue on this hour with Terry Tackett. Thunderbolt Patterson, continue with us, and we're going to be joined by a lady who we're always glad to have come into the studio. She is currently running for county commissioner this coming November here in Marion, Tara Dyer. Tara, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine, thanks. After a hectic week at the fair, I think I've calmed down and I've rested, so.
And it was a hectic week, that is for
sure.
It
certainly was.
Now, Tara, you posted something on Facebook. Yeah.
You always want to get, okay. Let's go there.
Now, is that a good or a bad thing?
No, I like that you want to handle...
Yeah. Well, I think that's an important thing to talk about. I read that.
Okay.
Now, I did not comment...
Thanks for following me.
Yeah. I did not, like I say, comment, because I don't know that any comment needed to be said.
Yeah.
But, Tara, the last day of the fair, you were working at the Democratic tent.
Correct.
What happened?
So, I was working at the Democratic tent, and I was talking to a friend who lives in Columbus now, and she had her grandson, and she wanted to show her grandson just the traditional Marion County Fair, you know, those memories that she had when she was growing up. And then all of a sudden, these two, and I would say middle school students, they just started fighting, you know. And then, as with any fight with young people, there was a crowd of people that surrounded them, you know. And I'm at the dim tent, and I'm thinking, you know, it's like, what should I do? So immediately that old teacher mentality jumped in, and I said, well, I should probably break this fight up. So another, and I just called her a mom because I don't know who she was. She didn't know who I was. But so we pulled the two children apart, right? And as we were pulling them apart, there was anger, and, you know, but the other ugly part was the N-word was thrown around like crazy, you know. And so not only am I stopping a fight, now I got to teach a social justice lesson, you know. And I implored them and I demanded, I said, just don't say that word. I said, that word is so offensive, not only to me, but to the people around. And the irony was that the two combatants weren't African-American kids, you know. And the person that actually said that word was not African American, but it was spewed out with such hate and in an already violent type situation. So I'm really juggling three things, you know, in my mind. And we were very close to the sheriff's auxiliary station, but there were no police involved, you know, and they came after. But it was just one of those things where, you know, I'm all about diversity, you know, I'm all about those teachable moments, you know, I'm all about trying to allow us to, as a people, understand and respect each other. And that just shook me up. So when I went home, I wrote that post. And I didn't put it on my political page, I put it on my personal page, you know, because it wasn't about me trying to say, oh, you know, look at what I can do, you know. It was about how I felt. So I put that on there, and the other thing was the little boy, the grandson of my friend, you know what he said? He said, I have never seen anything like that in my life. And I was like, wow, that was profound. And he lives in Columbus.
So these were two white kids fighting with each other. Mm-hmm. And one of the combatants, I guess you would say, said the N-word.
No.
Who no. said that?
The
crowd.
The students that were in the crowd. There was a young lady who said it, and then there were other people then who mimicked the same thing. And I don't know if they were doing it as a way of posturing or a way of, I don't think they were doing it to try to incite, you know, more fighting. I just think they were just in reaction to, I think that was their dialogue. I think that's the way they talk to each other. And I think throwing that word around may be trendy. I don't know if it's because of rap music or whatever, because you already heard about Kendrick Lamar, the rapper, and the girl that got up on stage and she was reciting his lyrics, and she actually said the N-word in his lyrics, and she was Caucasian, and everybody was like up in arms. So I just think, for me, my statement was, that's just not a word that you should use, you know. That's just not a word. We're already in a society that is, in my opinion, going backwards in our civil rights and our social justice and the way we treat people and stuff. And it was just my opportunity to take that on.
What did you as a person learn from that situation?
What I learned was, and I think I put it in my post, we as a community have a lot of work to do. And it cannot be, you know, I'm sure you read the comments and the responses. A lot of the responses were, you know, they're knuckleheads and they should learn that at home. And I don't know what's wrong with this generation. But what I learned and what I'll continue to do is, when I see racism, you know, I'll have to confront it, you know. And that I have been lax on that, and trying to use a more proactive way in order to ensure diversity and those type of things. Because, you know, I'm on a lot of committees that's the proponent of those. But I learned that you have to confront it. We've got too many incidences where, you know, we've got the Denny's thing, and we got, you know, where, you know, a lot of opportunities where, remember the political candidate was canvassing and she got people called, you know, the police on her. I just think whenever we see it, we got to confront it. And that's what I learned, is not to sit back, because I almost didn't stop the fight. You know, I almost just stood in that role by the Democratic tent and just, you know, passed out my material and just let those. But, you know, my cooler head prevailed, and I said, I gotta stop this, you know. And the language part was secondary. The fight was first, you know. I didn't expect the language thing to have anything to do with stopping the fight. But I learned that, you know, whenever we see, you know, racism or hear it or are a part of it, you got to confront it.
Thunderbolt, we spent a tremendous part of the last hour talking about when you became a national headliner, 65, 66, 67, 68, and what race played in that era and after that era. When you hear a story, we were at that same fair 3 days last week. When you hear that story, what comes to your mind?
A lot of work. A lot of work. Mm-hmm. That's, I guess, one thing that we must do. We must come together, stop the violence, stop the killing. And we got to treat people the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. Now, this thing don't just start here. It's been going on for a while. Only one thing, it happens in the home. from the home, but it also happens what is taught in the home. And it's what the environment that they're in. Lack of education, lack of love, all of these things, we got to put more time in. We got to have law and order first and foremost. You said one thing there that took quite a while for the police to get there. That's one thing that happened the other night that I was telling you about earlier. Took a while that made, so I had to call my friend, the sheriff, and then the chief. Well, we got to get working relationship. You know, so many kids was handled by, if you do this, I'm gonna call the police on you. They won't say wait till you get home. Won't take care. I'm gonna call the police on you. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, it's our duty to stand up anytime we hear things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame that it's been used so recklessly. Mm-hmm. Out of just and all of that was designed with the rapping and with the all of that is all about the money. It is not about the people or how they care or what they're going on, blah, blah, blah. It's all about the money. Saying, hey, well, how can you down the police, how can you not respect our queen? How can we mistreat our mothers, our fathers, our brothers and sisters? But most of all, it's in there. It's in there. Chauvinistic men. And what was the word I used for the woman that ain't just right? Because I don't try it hard. It just ain't right. But, I mean, it's hard to... I can't find the word for the lady because they so precious. When God made them, man, he didn't make nothing no better. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So it's just coming together. It's coming together. We got to get some understanding. We got to get some think tanks. Now, we know all of the wrong things. Mm-hmm. But who dealing with any other solution to anything? Who brings up solution to stuff? I mean, actually, look how many programs, look how many different things it is. Kind of make things a little bit worse, hasn't it? We got to have the right people. You can't just give a person a job because they're your friend mm-hmm. or don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Thank God. God give me a PhD degree in life, man. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to touch it, but I'm just, that's me. Mm-hmm. It's just coming together, working together. And as what the old record said, we can straighten this out.
But does it look like, for me, the regression? See, I can't even imagine what you had to go through in that civil rights era and how you were treated during that particular time. But I feel like... It's the same type of fight that we have to go through, and not to get political, but I don't. A lot of people don't believe in that diversity. You know, our current president's cabinet has Elaine Chao, you know, and Ben Carson. You know, I just believe a diverse group brings a whole bunch of different ideas and norms to the table that we can pick from,
think
so
tanks.
That all, yeah,
think tanks.
So that all And everybody are represented.
And can't one person make no decision for everybody?
Exactly.
You know, let me say something. Ma'am, I'm really glad to talk to you today. I'm coming in this town. I want to know what's going on up here in Ohio. You know what I mean? A lot of people just don't know what's going on or don't care. And while you're talking about what you did last night or who you're going to do that with, you need to be talking about some things that you need to deal with in your life to make it a little bit better.
Right.
You know, we are stamped as ain't going to do nothing, don't want to do nothing, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Well, complacent. We've become so complacent, and there's nothing for our young kids to do.
Oh, yeah.
And when I talk about, you know, a youth center, everybody looks at me like I'm crazy.
That was
you know, they were thirsty. Those kids were thirsty to do something. They went to the fair, and I, you well, know, no, I watched them
I hear.
Walk around.
Commercial.
You know.
Money. Spending money. Getting hot, spending money. Mm-hmm. That's all that was. And rides. I mean, it's just, hasn't anything changed, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same old yaki-yak, yoki-doke, or whatever. It's just do the same old just to get by.
Mm-hmm.
It's all commercial. It's all about that dollar. Mm-hmm. It's not about right or wrong. It's the American way.
Mm-hmm.
That they done just shoved it on you.
Mm-hmm.
It make any sense?
It does.
You know, we're talking about nearly 60 years. Thunderbolt Patterson, 1965, hit the national stage. And last hour, being accused in Texas of killing the sheriff's wife because you're the African-American man in town, when the truth is the sheriff killed his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Things in your bags, Ku Klux Klan things, N-word being thrown around. You know, and this is, and the one time in Texas, you can't dress with the other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is history. But this
still happening.
And that's
hide. The fair. Sneaky. Lying. A just plain out lying and expect for you. I'm talking about you people now because all of us don't feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to believe everything y'all try to tell us to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got a mind of our own. And you need to try to get a little understanding. If you don't get nothing else, get you a little understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is true. Tara, when you think of this 60-year period, 50-year, 55-year history that we have, you know, some things change, but the more they stay the same is what some say. What do you think? Has evolution taken place? Are we able to come around?
Yes.
I hope.
Yes, we are. Leadership plays a lot, plays a huge role in that. I graduated from high school in 1975, and I was on student council for like 4 years. I was in all kinds of political stuff. And one of the things that we did was, you know, we were really vocal and we were doing all those things. And when you talk about evolution, you know, at Harding, I graduated from Harding High School, and there were years and years and years of homecoming activities that did not include a diverse population. So on student council, we created what we called an honors court, and we had like the regular court, which is still here today. And in that, what the rule stipulated was that there needed to be, so that's 100%, right? So 5-5. And so the rule stipulated that at least 20% two people had to be of a diverse population so that there was representation that mirrored the representation in the high school. My class did that, you know, because there were years and years and years of homecoming queens that did not represent what the population of Harding High School was. So those type of advocacies, what you call evolution, I know it seems forced place, you know, and like, oh, my daughter would have been on this had they not had that rule that, you know, 20% or two of the representatives had to be African Americans, or, you know, we're not doing the right things. But what we thought we were doing at the time was creating a playing field that was equal. You know, and, you know, so I look at those things when you talk about evolution, and I don't know if they still have that in place today at Harding or whatever, but those are the type of, unfortunately, those are the types of things and mandates we have to have, which I don't see currently. So I see they're doing away with a lot of those types of policies that would ensure that you have a diverse group of people in a workplace. You have a diverse group of people that are making, you know, observations about what that particular group would like or would like to do or things that would interest them. So when you talk about evolution, for me, it goes way, way, way back. You know, I mean, teaching was my first heart, but the political stuff has been in my blood for a long time. So, yeah, I think we can't get discouraged, you know. Sometimes you just get tired of the fight. Like, wasn't it Fannie Hamer who said, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Yeah. You know, I mean, you just get to that point where you just say,
Well, it's of to be said, for whatever reason, in Marion, Ohio. Now, this is Ohio. We are not in the South. We have never had, to my knowledge, an African-American governor. We've never had a female governor. We've never had an African-American mayor. We've never had a female mayor. We've never had an African-American on county commissioner. We have had a woman there before.
Yes.
But it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Terry, help me out here. Who in the city is of any diverse nature in city council? And I guess the theory is you can vote. I guess that's the theory they'll say. I guess.
They got a cut. Is there two women on city council?
We got women.
Oh, okay.
We got women.
We got a lot of women.
But as far as any minority group, do we have any Latinos? Do we have any...
no police chiefs, no fire chiefs, no...
Look here.
Sheriff.
Look here. That don't even sound right, does it?
No.
That does. I mean, I'm talking about in this time of age. That, I mean, doesn't sound right. You know, and you know why? Why? Well, you saying, and there's none that's capable?
Well, that's wrong. Yeah.
Why?
Why?
That's an interesting thing, there, man. I haven't been keeping up with the politics like that, but I do know that there are a lot of things that is wrong that need fixing. Mm-hmm. You know, a change. I mean, you know, as you notice, go off on anything that's really, really important, they switch to something that don't mean nothing. They done messed it up all so many times. You know, I mean, it's what's called a diversion. Come on now. If you want something to play with yourself. Don't play with people's lives and things like that.
That being said, Thunderbolt, when we go back again one more time to the 60s, what do you think when we just laid all that out, politics on the table of where the city we're in, the state we're in, so on and so forth, that we do have a candidate right next to you
Thank
who
God.
Is a woman,
Thank God.
Who is African American.
All right, then.
Now, what is it? Is that? This is a first.
This is the first?
Not the last.
Come back. Wait a minute, y'all. Look out here. Wait a minute. Slow this roll down just a little bit.
I don't know. Is it the first?
Man,
you know what? But look,
somebody corrects me.
Okay, I got you.
Well, they'll call you.
Yeah, they'll call me.
I got to sit back just a minute and think about this. This is 2018. Ma'am, come on now. Hey, women smarter than us anyway. Come on.
I wouldn't disagree with you.
I'm telling you what I know. And you got, if the woman's not around, the decisions ain't going to be right. And most of the decisions are made anyway when in the bedrooms in different places. Come on, let's be honest about some stuff now. I mean, it is a... Go back. You mean, a lot of y'all might not understand what I'm saying, but this is a crying shame. Here we are on TV, on radio, and speaking out on there haven't been first. That's like back in the 50s, the 40s. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, Martin said now was the time back then. We walked all over. Oh, man, come on. Come on now. Yeah. See what I'm trying to tell you. We should have just a little. They need to give us equal opportunity. It's real simple. Real simple. Our sweat built this country. I mean, and we're treated worse than any other citizen in the world. And you're going to tell me that we're standing up, still sitting down, not standing up? Yeah. You're talking about getting full. That stuff done got on top of my head now, and it's pushing it down. See, that ain't right.
No.
You know, but I don't want anybody to give
Come
me
on, girl.
Anything.
Come on. You earned everything you got.
I do. I want people to Come vote on for me because I'm, and I'll tell you, this has been the most challenging thing that I've ever done in my life, you know, and I'm talking about I've taken GRE exams, I've taken teacher's exams, I've interviewed in front of PhD people, I've prepared lesson plans for 30 kids. I mean, this is the most challenging thing that I have ever done in my life. I love it, you know, and it will be historic, but you know, you when you go to your voting poll, your location, you got to vote for a candidate that you think is also going to, you know, fulfill the job.
Qualified.
You know, yeah, and I like
care.
And you know, I've got a degree from The Defiance College. I've, you know, a bachelor's in education. You know, I've got a master's in master's of arts. You know that I've done some PhD work. You know, I volunteer in this community. I, you know, serve Meals on Wheels. I'm on the opioid task force. You know, I'm on two organizations that are diverse. One that looks at gender, women. You know, I'm a single parent that have raised four kids. Three of them have college degrees. You know, I've been in Marion all of my life. You know, and so you got to look at those type credentials because so I don't want people to get I want people to look at what I can bring in order to make Marion
a better place.
Yes.
Just that simple. Yes.
And just to slap an exclamation point on something here, one thing left off of that, recently endorsed by 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Yes. So that's not a bad person to say you're fit to do the job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we know all that. Now, Tara, November comes, you win. What needs to be changed? What are you going to do in that county?
Okay, so in the county, first of all, it's like November's coming, and I think I read on some politician's page it's like 127 days. So I'm like, 120, so that made that anxiety even more. So, and that's an awfully good question, Scott. Number one, I have to reach across, because the commissioners are... There are three people that are making the decisions for the county. And in that bipartisanship, both of those are Republican gentlemen. And I've been going to the meetings. I've been enjoying, you know, what I've been seeing as far as our government and things are concerned. I have a lot of good ideas, you know, but... It takes three people, you know, to implement those. So I've got to reach across, and they've got to understand, you know, what I bring to the table, because I'm in the streets and I know what people, you know, so I want to be that bridge that will connect the commissioners to the real people in our county, yeah. Number one. Okay, number two is you meet twice a week. The commissioners meet twice a week, so that's 8 times a month. The commissioners' meetings are at 9 o'clock in the morning. You're probably working, you know. How come we can have a diversity of time so that we can have more people attend and be more instrumental in I've seen a lot of people at the city council meetings, you know. I think people should be cognizant of who is making the decisions for them. The other thing that I want to do is create an atmosphere that will allow all the villages, the municipalities, and the county governments to, like, have a day. So, like, let's just say Tully. Your day is going to be every third Wednesday of the month, all right? So then Tully comes in, and we just sit down. What's good happening in Tully? What's bad? What are your needs, you know, so that we can have a constant connection? Because if the Tully people aren't coming to the meetings at 9 o'clock, you know, then they're not knowing what the commissioners are doing and what affects them, you know? So I guess I want to be more connected to the people and what the people's needs are. But most importantly, I want to have compassion. I want to listen. I want to know what frustrates you. And, you know, we were talking last time I was here about the poverty rate of African Americans being like 42%.
42%. I understand
then,
that.
Yeah, and then Hispanic is 44%. Our Caucasian brothers is 28%, you know. What are we doing about, you know, that? So I want to listen, you know. And one thing you can always count on me is honesty. You know, I'm definitely going to be out there, and I'm not always going to have all the answers, but as I learned as a teacher, you know, you go research, and then you come back, you know. I'm not going to have, everybody's like, what are you going to do about the opioid crisis? And it's like, if we had an answer to that, we wouldn't have a crisis, would we? Mm-hmm. So I want to be open to the things that are currently. I want to support those. But I want to also look. Somebody said the other day, I think it was Judge Slagle, that we need to look into sober living houses and getting the funds and doing some, you know, different things that will address that particular problem. So there's a lot in my head. I just want to do so many good things here.
Thunderbolt, when you hear that, this lady's name, Tara Dyer, will be on the ballot in 120 days or whatever it will be. When you hear those, when you hear those ideas, what does that make you think?
The right direction. Simple. The right direction, and it's got to start somewhere. You know, I mean, yeah. And this lady, ma'am, I heard you all of those different degrees. And a lot of those people just shoot them down like you ain't got them. Well, I got a Ph. degree in life and a little mother wit. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what these people need to have, is a heart. We're living in the best country in the world. Mm-hmm. Listen to some people. You got to, I mean, hey, look, it cannot just keep on going the way it's been going. And it's almost ridiculous that there's no Latino or black people in there with you. Come on, you want to run everything all the time? And I'm not prejudiced. Mm-hmm. I love everybody. But I sure can get sense enough to understand how you feel about me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, think about it. It's not up to them anymore. People, it's up to y'all. Y'all got to stand up for something.
And we will get a chance
for everything.
And we will get a chance to do that this coming November. And there is a choice, and it's we go there every November. Mm-hmm. But Tara, is there anything, you know, because people will have a choice, one or two or the other. Mm-hmm. What do you think what will be working against you in November?
Well, it's always difficult when, you know, the incumbent, you know.
The incumbent's a hard road.
Yeah. And so the underdog is always fighting, you know, always fighting. So that, and then plus, you know, this is a Republican town.
This is,
you know,
true.
Although we did.
Let me turn your God's town. This is God's town.
Okay. Most people vote.
Well, they can vote.
I'll change that. But they did vote for Obama, you know.
They did.
And stuff, and,
they did do that.
okay.
I got you. No, that's it's very interesting when you think about it. We have about 11 minutes left in the program, but do you think it will be hard, should you get into that office in November, because you got to work with two others? Do you think it'll be hard to implement the things you said?
No, I don't think it'll be difficult. What I think, I'll have to learn from them, because the other two, they've been in office, I think, a long time, like decades, and so I'll have to learn from them. I've been going on to the county commissioner's state site. I've been reading about policy. I've been reading about their opportunities for new commissioners. The learning curve is going to be difficult. The learning curve is going to be difficult, but I expect to work hard. The other thing that I think, you know, coming in the door, when you change administrations, you know, I mean, people, places, things, you know, it's hard to learn. But I think from what I've seen at the commissioner's office, they've got a really great group of people there, and they run like a well-oiled machine. So I think they will embrace change if change is thrust upon them, you know. So I've got to get these people excited about voting, because remember we talked about the last time, what was it, 39% for the general election and 19% for the primary. So I had set a goal that I was going to register 200 people, and I'm at 107 right now. So I'm out there trying to register people, because if you don't vote for me, you got to vote for someone. Yeah, I mean, we got to get, you know, the numbers are staggering of people that don't vote. And they make it so easy for you. One of my friends works in Iraq, and I saw him at the fair, and I gave him an absentee ballot, you know. So I said, look, you gotta vote, you know. So there are so many options. And I would encourage people also to go onto the site. It's called I Will Vote. Number one, commit to vote. You know, and number two, There, you can check to see if you're registered to vote, where your polling location is, who your congressional, what your district is. So, and it's like 5 minutes of your time, you know, and they'll tell you, you know, you vote at Dayspring or you vote at the Knights of Columbus and so on and so forth. They will also tell you what materials you need in order to actually cast your vote. Vote, your power to vote, I cannot even put a monetary value on it, you know. I cannot tell you how important that is. You don't have to vote for me. I would love to have, you know, the privilege of being your commissioner, but you just have to vote because it's so crucial. Voting, policy, changes, you know, and then you can't sit at home and say, you know, oh, I can't stand this guy or I don't like her or whatever, especially if you didn't vote. So go to that site, I Will Vote, commit to vote, and check out your voting status.
Thunderbolt, when you hear this, we have 8 minutes left in this hour. How important is it to get to those polling places this November?
Registering is the number one key. Action. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know.
Good, yeah, that's a good point.
You hear them say, well, they ain't coming out. They ain't coming out. Know that they need numbers. It's real important to be counted for. And a vote makes a difference. Now, I've always been, let me tell you something, man. You know, I was here with Scott here, and I didn't vote the last time, because it was too messy. Mm-hmm. The Democrats, other Republicans, it was too messy for me. But I told you what's going to happen then.
You did.
Told you how I was going to go then.
You did.
But people, let me tell you something. It's a whole new day now. It's a whole new day. When you got somebody that want to get in your corner and know what's going on and got some sense, you better rise to the occasion. If you don't, it ain't nobody's fault but yours. I just met this woman, lady, what, two days ago or so? And just first time I ever heard her talk, your stuff is good, ma'am.
Thank you.
Stand on the word, ma'am. See, I want all y'all out there to know one thing. Y'all, most of them out there talking about, don't want you talking about God, don't want you talking about Jesus, but let me tell you, you ain't got to say a word, sir. Let me tell you something. I'm standing on the word. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what none of you say. I know where my help come from. I know who done bought me all the way. All these 25, 30 years that I ain't had a job. You know what I mean? And they pretending that I'm doing well and whatever. If it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be here. So, I mean, let's get real. You know what they tell you? They want you to believe what they tell you to believe. You better know that you know that you know that you know. Ma'am, I think you're going to be all right. We sure going to pray for you.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Proverbs 29 and 10.
Look out now. Come on with it, girl.
Keep it without a vision. You know what happens.
Hey! Come on. That's what I'm talking about. Whole new day, y'all.
Yes.
Terry, what do
Terry
you think?
Been quiet.
Taking it all in here.
Terry, yeah. I love it, man. I love it. Just listening here. You
know. Well, see, and you know what? Honestly, this was.
Give me some understanding.
You got some understanding today. This was a think tank, and these are the conversations that need to be happening in different places. And, you know, they're happening in people's cars right now because you have to think about it. No matter who you vote for, at some point, especially on the local level, you got to know who you can find this out there in your community.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not too hard to find out who did what and when they did it and why they're doing it so on and so forth. But what we have got to figure out, though, is what will it say? What will it say in November, and we won't know till November. But we'll find out. We'll find out. And if things don't turn out well, you're certainly not going to go away.
That would be the easy thing to do. That would be the I didn't plan on this. I really didn't. I wanted to be in Florida with my nephew running his foundation, but God had a different plan for me. I love this community, and anything that I do in this community is for the betterment of the community. And like I was telling you last time, I'm content. I'm a retired teacher. I'll continue to do all my volunteer organizations. I'll be in those think tanks. I'll be, in roundtable discussions, and I'll work very, very hard on the voice in the community. Like you read in my post the other day, I was like, oh gosh. I felt like that Jerry Maguire moment when you hit send, it's like, okay, an epiphany. What can I do? What can I do? And I'm always going to be looking for that. So
That whole fight and that whole thing and the language and the mess, it says something. It mm-hmm. says something. Mm-hmm. It says something about where we are in 2018 in the summer. And who knows why those people were fighting. Mm-hmm. There's something about I don't remember seeing a whole lot of knockdown dragouts at the fair.
Yeah.
But what's going on?
It's a big fair.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on.
What is going on? Is
it really big?
All you really know that it wasn't nothing going on but selling some food and stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
A fair is supposed to be fun and all.
Yeah.
But didn't nobody learn too much?
Yeah. I learned a lot about the animals and I was in the steer barn and the chickens.
They care more about the animals and things than they do us. Mm-hmm. That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting because we were stationed in the Coliseum, and there was a good portion of information that you could get in the Coliseum, but how many people went through there and got it? You know what I noticed?
You guys were wimps in the Coliseum, air conditioned.
No air conditioned.
It wasn't air conditioned in there?
No. Oh, that would have been nice.
Okay.
No. You know, 110 in the shade.
Oh, was
in
that? The Coliseum, okay.
If you could find some.
Yeah, because Joanne Casotas, she had a booth and the county recorder was in there. Could buy you a little Tupperware. There was some information.
And
there.
The air condition would have. If there had been some air conditioning,
to me though,
we would have known it would.
Wait a minute, we'd have felt better.
to me, I always think that situations like that, anywhere where you have a built-in crowd, like a popcorn festival or a fair or something, would be a good time to maybe have like an education fair or something mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm. But will people come?
Well, that's the only thing.
You gotta wonder.
Well, I mean, there's so many retired teachers in this community that we could do something like that. Maybe offer some GED testing or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I have seen it time and time again.
Or though. Even sign up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think a one-stop shop, you do a job, like after they do that, walk them over to the employers and, mm-hmm. And things like that.
You hope for it, but the thing I have always noticed, good intentions are a great thing. Mm-hmm. But it's sad when you show up and you set up and you put the time in mm-hmm. and they don't show up.
Yeah, and when you say GED, there's a great group called Inspire that they have workshops at the library that help. So that would have been a great opportunity.
I think maybe a small health fair too. Mm-hmm. Maybe
The health fair. We were in the mall. I don't know how many. We were in there for a few years.
Yeah.
And they had a health fair. I thought people would turn out in droves, but they don't. But they don't.
Yeah, people have great insurance now.
Well, I know there's I know there's some places
everybody don't.
There's some, I know. I say that sarcastically.
Well, there's some places. I mean, you can go where they offer you know, prostate testing, you know, cancer testing, stuff like that.
We don't want to do that though at the fair, though.
Well, I'm just using that as an example.
I'm kidding.
I mean, but
no, I'm just saying it's true.
But
people don't even know what their stuff carries.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People don't even know what their insurance plan
Absolutely.
Carries.
Yeah,
we had a nice health fair at my church, and it was nice, but you had to give something away. One year we gave away school supplies.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to have some incentive. Like people will kill. Little kids will kill for a sticker. You know, older people will kill for some kind of a gift card. You know, Walmart, Meijer, or something like that. So there, it needs to be incentive based to get them there.
It's fascinating because that is where we are.
Well, but I mean, in that regard, we have so many great people in this community that it shouldn't be hard, you know, to round up.
Well, here's the problem. You know, here's what I've noticed. On a closing note on this one, what I have noticed about this particular problem is everybody's got good ideas. But when it comes time to show up and pull them off, nobody shows. Wow. I'm not talking about the people in the audience. I'm talking about the people who put on the program. They say, hey, well, this would be great, and we'll sign these people up, and we'll do this. And then the day comes, and they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And
the library had a nice display there where they were giving Frisbees away to the kids and Rita books and bags and those kind of libraries.
I think more leadership should have been there welcoming people to the fair of, you know, city and county leadership instead of just the candidates.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, we shall see what will happen. Tara, it's always a pleasure to have you come in.
Thanks.
The hour
always
flies by.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Very interesting.
Well, I don't want people to think that, you know, you're biased or anything, so.
No. We invite them all. Anybody
right.
can come
and
on.
I always accept. And we don't always talk about politics. Sometimes we talk about lifestyles.
There you go.
So.
Whatever y'all want to talk about.
Yes. We don't always talk about politics. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for our guest, Tara Dyer, our guest, Thunderbolt Patterson, Terry Dackett, myself. Voice of the People with Linda Sims will be on today at 4:10. I know she has a very interesting guest coming up. There's more programming following this, so don't change the dial here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Them is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740 225 4